I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
Okay, Doc. Okay, Doc. Yada, 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 yada.
Oh, I like that song.
This is the remix.
Remix.
The Aristomix.
The Aristomix.
Aristomix.
Alrighty. Let's get this thing started.
MovieTickets.com.
Movies,
reserve your tickets, pick them up at the theater.
Hello, we are the Aristocrats. I'm Derek.
I'm Eric.
And I'm Pat.
And we are here to entertain you
and sex you up with our penises.
Actually, just entertain ourselves.
Oh, and sex ourselves up
and have sex with boys,
young boys,
little tiny boys.
Yes.
Sometimes older boys.
No.
No.
Well, I do.
Below 8.
That is baloney. We don't do that.
That is Bologna.
That is smooth, wet baloney.
All right.
Anyway, welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. We got a bunch of people in here. They're going to be talking. This is our stuff in the background.
This is taped in front of a live audience.
Yeah, it is.
If you hear, you know, wedding plans and things, that's just...
And something about soft stool.
Yeah.
It's taped in front of a live audience that doesn't pay attention to us.
Yeah, live audience that really isn't. Yeah,
but they are alive.
They are. Very alive.
They are alive and well.
They are.
All of them.
Yes.
Most of them.
Yes. We have Julia. She's not looking. And we have Jason. And we have Ray.
Ray the engineer.
Ray the engineer and Barbara. And we have Carly running the board. Yeah, nothing.
And I'm your Reverend Mother, Sister Mary Regina.
That's who.
And this is the Aristocrats.
MySpace.com/aristocratsDEP.
Yes.
What's the DEP stand for?
I'm Derek.
I'm Eric.
And I'm Paul. Pat.
I still don't get it.
Derek, Eric, and Paul.
Pat.
It
also helps to listen to the show if you're a little drunk.
Yes, as we are right now.
I'm not.
Well, I'm not either.
Me neither. I'm trying.
Yeah, I'm a professional, so I don't do that.
I haven't gotten drunk in months. I'm trying now and nothing.
See? That's what happens.
It's terrible.
Nothing.
It's not easy to get drunk after a while.
No.
Yeah. Well, you get a what do they call it?
Tolerance?
Tolerance, yeah. Your tolerance goes up.
Yeah, it's still, though.
Like Carly over here, our little intern.
She's a producer.
I get them all confused. I don't know. They all don't do squat.
Oh.
Now Carly sets things up.
She was at my house once, and she, what would you have, two woodchuck ciders? She had two woodchuck ciders, and she was passed out in a bed upstairs.
Oh.
In my parents' bed, yeah, sorry, my parents' bed.
So your parents and your grandparents and the guests took turns?
Molesting her.
Yeah.
She wasn't dressed then?
No.
Again. Always naked, that girl.
But now, she can, like, down a six-pack. And she'll just get really emotional and start crying.
Oh. See, I'd rather take her being passed out and...
Well, she starts thinking about, like, dead bunnies and stuff. And it makes her all upset.
Let's do that. That might be entertaining.
Oh, you mean that's not normal to think about dead bunnies all the time?
Yeah.
I see.
Okay. It must be something wrong with me then.
If you hear a hissing in the background, I think that's the fan.
Yeah, that's the fan.
Right. Yeah, it's getting hot in here.
It is. It's pretty hot in here. And it seems like it's wherever we lay our hat is where we call home.
Yes.
Because this is the third place we've done this show from. And probably not the last.
No. But, you know, as long as we have a show.
Hey, yeah, as long as we have a show. We'll try to do it once a week. We'll try. We'll try.
Yeah.
We'll try to put them up there. See, I told you it's not easy.
We'll try.
Yeah.
We'll try to come up with something creative.
Let's just start recording and we'll just talk and have a conversation. It'll be great.
Well,
it's tough.
It's not SteveCast, but.
It's not SteveCast, which we will get into in a little while.
Nothing is SteveCast.
But I have some good news for you guys.
What's the good news?
You save a lot of money in a car insurance with switching to Geico?
You know, a guy at work said that to me. We have the PA system. And he's Derek McGuire, line one. And I picked up. I said, hello. He said, oh, Derek. Yeah. I got some good news for you. I said, okay. He goes, I just saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. And I went, all right.
Am I fired?
And he goes, no, but seriously, there's a truck coming in at 6 o'clock and you got to empty it. I was like, oh.
And there's some dog shit in my car. Yeah. Lick it up.
I stepped in dog doo-doo and I went in my car and you have to clean my carpets.
There's a dead Canadian goose outside. Go shovel him into the garbage, please.
Oh, that was funny.
What happened?
I still got those pictures. And there was a Canadian goose where I work in a factory, and there's tons of them all over the place. And one of them, we had a pond, and there were snapper turtles in there. And they used to swim in the pond, and every once in a while the snapper turtle would come up and bite their legs off. So this one had one leg, and it was just like walking.
Hobbling.
It was just hobbling around with one leg. And then one day we went out, and we found him. He got ran over by a big rig that was like going around.
And you should have got one of those prosthetic geese legs.
Yeah. Canadian goose with a little crutch. Little wheelchair.
One of those flesh-colored legs.
So I have pictures of that. I'll put it up on the website.
We'll have that up on the website. We'll have a lot of pictures.
Yeah.
What's that website again? I didn't catch that.
Lots of pictures of dead geese on the website.
MySpace.com/aristocratsDEP. That's Derek, Eric, and Pat.
Is that sort of like Dr. Pepper?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like Dr. Pepper. Yeah. I like Dr. Pepper too.
DP is good.
It's good.
Dr. Pepper Diet.
No.
It doesn't taste
I tried Diet Dr.
They
Pepper.
They keep saying it does. Good. But it doesn't.
Negatory, good buddy. Negatory.
Negatory. It's negatory.
It's bad, Pat. You need a beer?
Yeah, Dale.
Like, I could use another.
Shit.
No. I'm fine.
You're good? I need a beer.
I'm getting a little low. Getting a little low.
You can yell at him.
Can I have a beer?
Say please.
Please?
Okay. Can I please have a Yingling or a Smirnoff Ice, whatever one comes first?
We don't have to yell into the mic, though.
I was yelling at him.
Into the mic, though.
Well, the mic's in the front of me.
Well, let's not do that.
Oh, but anyway, I got good news for you guys.
Oh, what's really the good news?
The real good news is that we're having a very big a guest call in later on today.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, who's going to be on the show?
Well, it's kind of a surprise. I don't know if I should ruin it or not, but he's a very big television Hollywood star. And
really?
Oh, yeah. I can't wait
to find out who it is.
Some plays and everything.
Give me a hint. Is it Sebastian Bach?
No, it's George Takei.
Who could it be?
Is that... Wait, was that the... is that the veterinary guy?
What?
Is that the veterinarian?
That's Dr. Bernie Pouquet.
Oh.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bernie Pouquet. I'm Dr. Bernie. Hop, 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 hop.
He talks like
Is
that.
Is he too. On? Is he on anymore? I haven't seen him in years.
No, I don't even know what the hell you're talking about.
He was some Canadian veterinarian that was on the Animal Planet.
Oh, really?
I think it was.
I don't think I've ever even watched Animal. I watch it when they have those crazy...
I'm Dr. Bernie Pouquet. He's like a nerd with glasses, the wrist crony guy.
You know what they have on Sundays on Fox 5? Or Fox.
I'm talking, please.
Wait, I have something better to say.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Shut up.
On Fox on Sundays, 11, here anyway, in the New York, New Jersey metro area.
East Coast. We're in New Jersey.
Yes. They have at 11 o'clock this guy called Mark Monroe or Moreau. He's this Jew who knows everything about
whoa,
pets.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Take it easy.
No, he's Jewish.
So it's a kike that knows it all about pets.
Yeah, and he's real... He's one of these skinny dorks. And it's just... You gotta watch it.
He's a dorky shiv who knows all about...
Uh-huh. And he's always got animals around him. And he can't control all of them. So you got a puppy trying to walk all over a rabbit. And he's got a big parrot always on the shoulder. He's always grabbing his glasses. Apparently, they don't know how to edit in this show. Anyway,
there's
really
a puppy
fun.
Walking on the rabbit.
Oy vey. The parrot's clapping at my glasses again.
It's clapping.
I've seen the pet psychic. Yeah, she's insane.
Yeah,
I like watching those little like animal documentaries about like you know wolves or something, and they show them eating stuff. And
what is that pet precinct? Did you ever see that, Officer Lucas?
Yeah. Have you ever seen...
Officer Lucas is pretty hot.
I haven't seen her.
She's a blonde girl.
I have
seen... Oh, it's a girl. Like Lucas.
Officer George Lucas.
Trying to get a head over that big fro.
Don't hurt the animals. I make Star Wars.
What are you doing?
Stop that.
I have a beard.
Oh, wait, I have a ferret caught in my beard. But no, I've seen the Dallas one.
Yeah, I've seen that one, yeah.
With the big bull dyke.
Uh-huh. There's a bull dyke in all of them, both of them, actually.
Why is that?
Anytime, like, you deal with animals, it seems like there's always some kind of bull dyke involved. If you go to any sort of grooming store or, like a pet store, there's always, like, some bull dyke there behind the counter.
Yeah, I went to PetSmart one time, and Four Non-Blondes were playing there. And I was like, what the fuck?
So we cry sometimes when the lion in bed.
I was like, I just want to buy some cat food, man.
How much
I'm feeling a little peculiar.
I was like, all right, let's go someplace else.
You know what? I'll go to Pet Discount.
Petland Discount.
Pet Discount.
At Petland we care.
Petland Discounts for the best care a pet can get.
Vagina.
Is that where you got your...
Room Plus, rats? Just round the corner. Oh, wait, that's different.
Yeah.
I don't think that guy can walk. If you watch those commercials...
He's been around since like 1982.
I know that, but he always looks like he's propped up. Like, he'll just be dangling off a bed, and he won't move his torso. He'll just move his arm and go, just round the corner.
Because he's a puppet.
Or he'll be like leaning up against the wall, just round the corner. He's with his big fro.
Anyone in the New Jersey metro area knows.
He looks sort of like Robin Williams.
It's funny.
They always got the same picture, like from the 80s, yes. with big hair.
Yeah.
Oh.
You think he's even still alive?
I think he's
gay Bob Ross.
He filmed all those commercials in the 80s and they're still airing them. Like,
yeah.
Just round the corner.
They must have new ones.
He's like L. Ron Hubbard. He's still writing books. Scientology.
I don't know who that is.
Scientology?
He's the founder of Scientology.
Oh. Is that good?
No.
No, I didn't think so.
It's because of that we have to put up with Katie Holmes and...
Tom Cruise.
Mm-hmm.
Just round.
Who apparently are having a silent childbirth.
Oh, it's not very, it's not going to be very quiet when she's having it.
Well, you see, they're having a silent childbirth.
How does that happen?
While the child is being born, there's no noises, no talking or anything.
It helps
because
the baby.
Apparently when the baby comes out, if there's a lot of noises and like commotion, it disturbs the baby and it can cause future problems with the child.
What a load of shit.
A baby who can't even see. His eyes are open, closed most of the time. And what commotion and loud noises go on in the room?
I don't know.
Does the baby come out?
We got a band playing in there.
And then the guy who sings that, who sings that? Comes around and takes naked pictures of him.
What?
Whoever did that song? What the hell's his name?
Oh, he takes naked pictures of boys?
Yeah.
Is he really?
He got caught on a computer. He had a...
Peter Frampton?
No. It's like Gary Glitter or something.
Peter Frampton. He had naked boys on his computer.
Jay, you know that stupid song? Who does that?
Gary Glitter.
It's Gary Glitter, right? Yeah, he got caught. Yeah, he's a pedophile.
Well, yeah, with a last name like Glitter.
Yeah, I know. He looks like a gay Elvis. And they took his hard drive out. And they had all kinds of child porn.
I'm all sick up.
He moved to Cuba
to get away from England.
That's not my computer. It's my roommate's. He must be looking at awful silly stuff.
How bad things
It's my roommate, Gary Sparkles.
Gary Sparkles.
Gary Mylar. Mylar.
Gary Bedazzler.
Huh, I'll have some more beer.
I think that was Gary Rhymestone. Cowboy.
Cowboy Rhymestone. He spent $68 on his jacket. I don't know. That doesn't make
$68?
Well, that's an expensive jacket.
Are you bathing in it?
Are you bathing in that jacket?
That one gets He's Gary there. Sequins.
Gary Flashy.
Flashy. Gary Lismore.
What?
Okay, what?
Never mind.
Yeah, you gotta stop that
Eric's
shit.
Double fisting.
Oreo cookies.
Oh. I don't get it.
Double stuffs are awesome.
Do you ever have the peanut butter ones?
No.
I have the peanut butter ones.
Holy shit.
They're not as good as they sound.
Really?
But they are good.
Yeah. In other words, they're not better than Oreos.
No, I think they're better than regular Oreos.
I think two of our interns went into the bedroom to have lesbian sex.
All right. Well, we'll get a microphone in there.
At least they left. All you hear is in the background.
Yeah. Gack, gack, gack.
Cacodones.
So anyway, I have a stool softener. I'm getting married. I am married. Blah, blah, blah. My uterus is falling out.
And so we went to the mall.
Yeah, so anyway, it's the Aristocrats.
And I tried on a shirt. And
Gary Glitter looks at childborn.
And it didn't fit. It looked kind of funny. Did you see Desperate Housewives?
So I started fucking him in his ass, right?
And, so I brought it back. And they said, no problem. So I got old lady credit.
So anyway, I start fucking this little boy in the ass.
Yeah, and then the store owner came into the dressing room.
He started finger banging me. And he started finger banging me.
Oh, Daphne from Frasier is here. Hello.
Yeah. Hello, how are you?
Dr. Crane.
Dr. Crane.
Are you looking at me bum?
Me bum.
So who's hungry?
Okay. I mean, we got the cheddar jack Cheez-Its.
You can't make a meal out of that.
You can't beat Cheez-Its.
Carly brought up a good point.
What?
Pete Townsend was a pedophile and he got off the hook. How come Gary Glitter has to move to Cuba? I'll tell you why. Because Pete Townsend was in The Who. Gary Glitter wrote a song that marching bands play exclusively. Oh, come on.
When you're a pedophile, you better be successful.
You have to be a successful one.
Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson. Exactly.
He's making a rap album now.
Is he?
I think what? So. I saw it on the paper.
What paper? The Inquirer?
The Post?
Pack it up, pack it in. Let me begin. Let me fuck a little boy in his tight little ass. Yes.
Yeah, he has a lisp now.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, he got smacked in the face or something.
I read that in The Post.
By a little boy's cock.
I heard that in Daily News.
How could you call the Weekly World News the paper? The paper contains facts.
This paper contains facts. Look at this. Pregnant man gives birth. That's a fact.
That's a fact.
That's a fact.
That's a fact.
Look what I taught myself. A juice tiger. I juice everything now.
Juice tiger. I juiced anything from apricots to poster.
To tigers.
I love juice and tigers.
Oh, boy. We're just going to sit here and do movie quotes.
Hey.
Just a tiger.
No one cares about you. I got to drink you. I got to drink you, tiger. Get back in there.
It's the drink of the tiger and stuff. We love the fight.
Except for Siegfried and Roy. They're out there crying.
That's my tiger.
Aren't they German?
Yeah, Siegfried's in a little wheelchair.
Did that sound German?
Or was it Roy? Which one got eaten?
Roy.
Roy?
Yeah.
What a weird... Siegfried and Roy.
Hi.
Some like weird little gay guy.
I am Siegfried.
I am Roy.
Hello, I am Siegfried.
How you doing? I'm Roy.
I am Vladimir.
And I'm Bob.
I am... Pete.
I was trying to think of a powerful name. but it wasn't working.
Carly said, because apparently she doesn't want to talk on mic, that if she had twins, she would name them Siegfried and Roy. And now her phone's going off again. That's the second time.
Who is it? Who is it? Who is it? Who was it?
Why would you name your son Siegfried and Roy?
Who was it? Who was on the phone?
That's just going to ruin their lives.
To each his or her own, that's what I say.
Was it your lover?
That is what you say.
I'll tell you what, so far, it was a pretty boring show.
It's not too bad.
It's all right.
Was it your brother?
Oh, and by the way, to our fans. Well,
to Julia?
We'll, to all our three fans, we'll be randomly having a fart mic session. So anytime either myself or Derek has to fart, you will hear about it.
And every time they fart, I shall scream a racial slur into the microphone.
Yes, that is our thing. We're going to copyright that soon.
Yeah.
Soon.
Now, they're really loud out there.
It takes a while to get the paperwork going.
Yeah.
I am the penis.
See, if you had carpeting, it wouldn't be as bad because it wouldn't echo.
Well, carpeting is more expensive.
Yeah, I know, but still.
I don't think it's gonna make much of a difference here. It's not like recording an album.
Hey, this is important to me, okay?
Derek's in the room.
I wish we could play that.
Yeah, me too.
Why can't you?
Because I'm sure it's copyrighted somewhere.
Well, you can play it and make fun of it. You can't play it as like entertainment. Like, you know,
I don't know. I don't want to get in trouble.
I don't know if we can have it.
I don't
want
Hulk Hogan knocking on the Hulkster's in the room, and he's suing your ass, brother.
Are you using my music, brother? You making fun of me on the air, brother? You can't fuck my daughter anymore. You can't masturbate to my daughter. I forbid it. I forbade it. I forbid it.
Well, Hulk Hogan came out with an album. I don't even know when it came out. But
it sounds early 90-ish.
It really does. The
late 80s.
Oh, and it is terrible.
What are you talking about? It's great.
Terribly great.
Yeah. I play it in the car, and I blast it.
Do you really?
I got my sunglasses
on. Oh, yeah.
And my bandana.
And my Fu Manchu.
All right, you know what? Fuck it. Let's just play it.
Yeah.
Yeah, what
it's our
hell?
First show. No one will sue us, right?
Nah.
Nah, we'll just play
it. I'm sure we'll get a warning first.
Yeah, that'll be
all right. As we're sitting there saying, oh, fuck it. Let them sue us. We didn't know. So this is Hulk Hogan and the Wrestling Boot Band. Hulk Rules.
The Wrestling Root Beer.
And, okay, let's, this is,
oh, jeez, here we go.
Hulkster's in the house.
It's a catchy beat.
Not bad.
Yeah, for now.
So far, it's all right.
I like it, yeah.
The in the house. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Check him out. Check him out. Check him out. Get up off your
seat. He's got a brand new beat. Yeah, that's good because I hated his old one.
He's got one line.
They're so specific. It's like the Hulkster's in the house. The Hulkster's in the room. The Hulkster's in the fridge.
That's on the moon.
He's eating your leftovers.
The Hulk is in the shower.
He needs some extra soap.
This is a little more. Guitar solo.
By the Hulkster playing.
He plays bass guitar. He was in a couple bands.
Yeah, I don't care.
He's a fellow bass player. When the going gets tough, the tough get rough.
Hey, hey, oh, oh, come on. Let's go!
Ha ha ha!
take a poop.
It doesn't even rhyme.
Basically it, I think.
Yeah, turn it off, please, please.
Yeah!
Let's go.
Here in your home of rock.
Thanks for buying my album.
Thanks for buying my album, brother.
With every album, you get a free torn t-shirt. They're all small.
Free torn t-shirt.
I spent too much money on the drum machine.
It's pre-torn t-shirts, brother.
Get your pre-shirt. What the hell's wrong with my microphone? I can't hear myself.
Really?
No.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
It's fine.
All right. Fine.
That was a funny, funny song.
It really was.
Come on. Let's go.
The rest of my volume's all right.
To the bathroom.
They're so specific, though.
I like to see him sing it, sing that in like 15 years.
The Hulkster's eating chicken. And he's got bad gas. Whoa.
The Hulk is surfing the internet.
What?
And he's on CNN.com. The Hulk is checking out the news.
Now he's checking stocks. He's making online trades. He just made lots of bucks. To put out nappy, crappy,
nappy. Song.
Oh, are you talking about the kids in New Orleans again?
Oh, stop.
No, we can edit that in this one. I'm sorry, people.
What, the dead?
What, dead niggas?
They're dead. Wow. Jesus
Christ. All right, the dead. No, that's not nice.
Yeah, all right. Niggas.
Actually, I think they just got it all pumped out. Didn't they recently?
Yeah, it's
a few
dry
days
now.
They just...
It's dry now.
I thought it was going to take months.
So did I. Well,
nah, they're lies.
What is it, 45 days after?
Lies.
I think they really over-projected.
Of course they did.
You should have had Hulk Hogan fighting the storm.
No. The Hulk is in the storm!
The Hulk is in the dome!
I got timber in my face!
Now, I saw a picture on the internet concerning Katrina, and I don't know if it was real or not, but apparently you see a bunch of black people on a roof, like waving toward a helicopter.
Yeah.
Pictures taken from a helicopter, and it says on the roof, like written in chalk, send crack.
Send crack?
Yeah.
Not sure that was fake.
This is New Orleans, man.
They are black.
And they are black.
Timbers in my face.
From the wind.
No!
pieces of wood.
Oh, my God.
The storm surges in my lungs.
I'm swimming through the streets.
I'm slapping the side poo.
What?
A dead body's by my feet. I'm eating a dead nigger.
How was that?
I have to keep up my strength.
The Hulkster needed strength, and niggers work the best.
I need some black protein.
Two dead babies.
Desi Arnaz is here.
He's doing.
Hey, Desi.
He's doing curls with dead babies.
Yeah.
No.
That's terrible.
The Hulkster's got to use dead babies.
The Hulkster's gym is flooded. Dead babies, I will lift.
All right, Yoda.
Hey, let's do.
You're welcome to leave your eyes. Watch the niggers rise. I'm a soldier.
This is going to be available for anyone to see.
By my size.
Including black people.
We're not, who gives a shit?
Let's get this on the record now. We're not racist.
Well, I am.
I'm just a bigot.
That was Eric.
Eric is racist.
I'm a bigot.
I love everybody equally.
You're right. You hate Jews.
Well, who doesn't?
Give me some just of that kidding. Money. No.
These are good.
God, love those Cheez-Its, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. Anyway, what the hell are we talking about before we started getting the whole
sweating.
Hulk Hogan thing?
Hulk Hogan.
Oh, yeah, right. Hulk Hogan. No, we were saying something. I got to take a leak.
You're dancing.
It was, we were talking about City got pumped out.
Something. Yeah, the New Orleans got pumped out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then what? Dry.
Oh, the guy got beat up?
The guy got
Is
beat up.
Is that what you were going to do?
Probably, but we were talking about something else. But yeah, I don't know if you heard about that, but there was, I don't know if you heard about it in the news. It's been everywhere. I'm surprised Al Sharpton hasn't been there yet. But this, they just opened up part of New Orleans again. And there was a black guy, figures, on the road, the street.
Who said that?
Nice. And
the nigger's on the street.
Getting his face peeled off. Anyway, cops said he was drunk and resisting arrest. But he said he hasn't drank in 20 years. And I think he said there was a curfew or something, but he didn't know what time. It started out from 8 to 9 to 10, he said. So the cops started beating the shit out of him. And what was funny was there was a cameraman and there was a guy in a horse. The guy in the horse tried to maneuver himself in front of the camera so he couldn't see. But then you got a glimpse of them beating the shit out of this guy. And as they were hitting...
Right above it was a horse cock.
It was really big. They started beating off the horse.
Pink.
Some pink and slimy. No. But they started beating the guy in the back of the head, and his forehead hit the hit the building a few times.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And then as he was on the ground, the guy wasn't moving. The cops was twisting his leg. Another guy had him in a headlock. The other guy had his arms. Pretty much there was four or five guys on top of this old 60-year-old black man.
Well, they do have a lot of strength, you know.
The guy was like 60-something.
No, they're strong.
He was probably drunk, but anyway. Then you finally got a clear view of him. The cameraman got him. And the sidewalk is covered in blood where he was. And as he looks over to the camera, a piece of his face on his cheek is literally falling off. It's about a 4-inch piece of skin that's just dangling off his face.
It's pretty gross.
Yeah. And
I'm sure he did something. I mean, I doubt they're like riding on the horses down the street and like, look, a 60-year-old black guy.
Well, you know, he might have done something. He might have done something, but all
beating
that...
Beating him to a beat.
All that beating.
Boom, bang, down, down.
Head against the wall.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm sure he did something, but they didn't have to use that brutality against him. I mean, Jesus Christ, it took five fucking guys for a 60-year-old old black guy?
They were bored.
I wouldn't be surprised.
And
then one of the cops went to the cameraman and started threatening his life, and they had him pinned against the car. They got that on footage, too.
Well, then they should have destroyed the tape, then.
I don't know.
That's what I would have done.
Well, now, while you're doing that, I went online, and I got audio from the beating.
Oh, really?
I think maybe this is why they might have beat him up. You want to hear this?
I'm surprised we
this
got
is,
it so
This
quick.
Is audio of the black guy right before he got beat up. And this is
in New Orleans.
Yeah.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Oh, that explains it.
See?
Right. There you go.
Yeah. Okay.
There you go.
There aren't a lot of white people there now, but...
Well, there you go.
Yeah. He was on the streets.
He was probably drunk and looking for some white pussy.
Yeah.
And then I think later on the camera turns to this other guy sort of in the corner watching the whole thing. And this is what he said.
Hey, what happened?
All right, so Desi Arnaz.
Desi Arnaz and...
And the black guy getting their asses kicked.
Oh, that sucks. I like Desi Arnaz.
He was a nice guy.
He was.
And then the black guy got on top of one of the cops
Really?
And the cop was yelling to the other cop.
What footage was this?
Well, this is all in the same footage. It was an extended version.
No, I didn't
see it. Well, just shut up and listen.
I didn't see that footage.
Well, this is like the editor's cut or whatever the hell
it is. Is this on DVD already?
Yeah, this is audio of the black guy on top of one of the cops yelling at another cop here. And then they got him. And then his face fell off. It's a little grainy, but
that was Star Wars.
What? No,
that
wasn't.
Was Star Wars. That was Luke Skywalker.
That was not.
Where could he be?
And then the cop went like this.
Don't make me destroy you.
He had a breathing problem.
Yeah, he was.
He had asthma. It's from all that raw sewage in the water.
It's from all the beaten niggers.
Oh. Oh, God.
I'm about to pee in this bottle.
I got to pee, too.
Let's take a break.
All right, we'll take our first break. This is exciting.
Is it really?
Mm. No, I just got to pee really bad.
It's exciting that I have to pee.
But
we'll play a couple songs and we'll come back and we'll do Steve Cast.
Those better be pod safe songs, Derek. I don't want to be sued.
We're not
here.
Getting sued.
Oh yeah, we'll do some pod safe
by anyone but Hulk Hogan. We can't be sued.
Yeah. And then we'll come back with some Steve Cast clips and then we'll do some news stories.
Okay,
maybe.
That sounds good.
You never know.
All right, we'll be back.
All right.
I'm gonna be safe.
just tell me the truth. But that's a contradiction. Do you see what I mean? Why did you do that? You know that was wrong.
Oh, you know that was wrong.
Discussion is over. Now please go away. Your favorite priest. With blessing from your ma, you consume it on TV, then choke on it at school to drool it in the street. Go sell it to your priest, unload it somewhere else, cause no one's buying it here. Now you've gone too far. Don't do that again.
No, don't do that again.
Or I will focus on you. Oh, get out of my way with your load of crap. Go sell it to your favorite priest. With blessing from your ma, you consume it on TV, then choke on it at school to drool it in the street. Go sell it to your priest, unload it somewhere else, cause no one's buying it here. Now out of my way with your load of crap. Go sell it to your favorite priest. Sell it to your priest. Go sell it to your priest.
That was sudden. We're back. And I'm all alone.
I'm with you.
Carly's with me and she's trying to leave her to the mic. I was playing around with the thing here and before I know it the music stopped and I'm like, oh.
Don't be scared. Don't be scared.
Here they come. Here they come. Here they come.
We're here. Don't worry.
Bunch of unprofessional asses we are. Okay, that
I
was
getting more beer.
That was wonderful.
The first song was a band called 22.
Crap. Oh, sorry.
And the
22?
Song was called Huggy Bear. Ooh. The second song was a band called
Poop
Mogul.
Oh, Mogul, right?
And it was called All of My Bleeding.
All of my crap in my
and
pants.
And the third song, which I actually like, is Todd Lerner. Fa 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 fa.
Maybe he can learn how to make some good lyrics. Maybe he can learn her a new song.
Blah 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 blah. I like that song.
Well, I wasn't listening. I was taking a piss and getting beer.
Well, I was listening.
I was pissing on the big tree outside.
Were you really?
Yeah.
I was wondering why you went outside. That's fine.
That's fine. So what did we say we were going to do when we come back?
I don't know. Something
anything like, that comes into our heads.
Astrology?
Oh, and gay sex.
Yeah.
I mean, when we come back from break, not when we...
pee on each other?
Astrology?
Oh, no, I think it was pee on each other.
I gave Pat a newspaper to look at, and he tore out the the horoscopes.
Well, I'll be honest with you. There wasn't much in that paper.
Well, there wasn't. It was
what was it? Daily News?
Friday's... Daily News or Post, whatever.
Yeah, Daily News.
All right.
Yeah. There was really nothing in there to talk
really
about.
No, really nothing much. But he ripped out the...
I thought astrology would be fun.
The,
we can have astrology with Pat Miller.
Okay.
Are we supposed to not use our last names? Because I just did.
Oh, okay. Doesn't matter.
You're like Billy D. Williams now.
Psychic Friends. The
I'm Billy D. Williams with the Psychic Friends Network.
Pat Millerson. There we go.
There you go.
No one even knows who I am.
So Eric actually just had a birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Apparently.
And what is your sign, Eric?
Libra.
Libra.
Libra. Let's start with Libra.
All right, Libra. You ready?
I'm ready.
Sounds like we're in a coffee shop.
Yeah, it does.
I got a mocha latte here, and a venti caramel macchiato, and I got a cup of coffee with some cat shit in it.
Your wireless service is not working, sir.
A choca mocha loca. I got a cancer.
I got a crappuccino. I said crap.
Al Pacino? No, cancer. I have cancer. I'm dying.
Dying of breast cancer.
I have AIDS.
Well, Pat, what's your sign?
Cancer.
Oh.
Isn't that funny? Oh. Isn't that nice?
It's a good thing you don't have cancer.
Give it time. Soon enough.
I'm sure we all will.
All right, so Libra. This is from the New York Post. Libra.
Libra.
Read me my
Friday's paper. Fridays.
Read it to me, my friend. Read it to me.
Better than Steve Cast.
Go ahead.
Nothing's better.
Libra. You're usually super diplomatic. Today, which is Friday, but
that's
really not. However, you may feel that someone close to you needs to hear the whole truth and nothing but the truth. You will speak or write words that could have the power to unnerve this person, whether it be family member or neighbor. Choose your words wisely, and if committing them to paper, let your message set several days before sending it, in case you have second thoughts.
Does that ring true
for you?
That
is very... No, actually, no.
No, it's not true at all?
No.
The whole time he was shaking his head and pointing at me like, yes,
see?
Yes,
see?
Yes.
No. Shouldn't have wrote that nasty letter.
I have nothing to say.
All right, well, I have the next birthday, which is October 31st. Mm-hmm. I am a Scorpio.
Scorpio.
No, read me yesterday's horoscope.
It's a little late, so.
Yes.
Scorpio, your support system will be better than usual today. Friends and loved ones will try to help you reach your goals and bless them. They have good ideas.
Bless them. is the Pope a Scorpio?
Oh, Derek, you have good ideas. I don't know what that.
I don't know.
What?
I don't know what I was doing.
Is that it?
What? No, there's more.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. I'm being stupid again. It's possible you will consider reviving a joint financial arrangement based on the other person's interest in an idea you offer. Did that make sense?
No.
No, not at all.
They never do.
I might have just read it wrong. Let me read it again. It's possible you will consider reviving a joint financial agreement based on the other person's interest in an idea you offer.
What?
No. Before doing
that
so...
That is the worst horoscope I've ever heard.
Before doing so, make sure there are no strings. It's not likely you will make this long-term relationship on the toilet.
What?
I don't know. I guess they mean if you have massive diarrhea and you can't get up. You're always... I added that last part in. I'm sorry.
Oh. I got confused. It's the Post. I mean, yeah.
That didn't make any sense. Apparently, if you made a financial arrangement with someone else, it's an idea you offered, but to help the other person.
That's so fucking vague. All right, Carly's next. Sagittarius, read that.
Sagittarius. Isn't that a disease you get from chicken?
Sagittarius.
Isn't that a vagina infection?
Baby, let's fuck.
I have Sagittarius.
Oh, is that why it smells like old Doritos in here?
Is that why it smells like fried bat shit in here?
Fried bat shit?
Doritos.
No.
That's what my father calls them, fried bat shit.
No.
I used to think Chinese food smelled like elephant shit.
You smelled elephant shit?
I went to the circus.
So you smell a lot of things of shit.
I hate the circus.
How can you hate the circus?
How can you hate the circus?
I went to a mini circus in...
You go. You got to go to Barnum and Bailey's.
I went to a mini circus in some guy's basement. He took off all my clothes. They were dressed up in a clown outfit and started jerking me off.
No, sir. I think it was in Keensburg or something, right?
Well, there you go.
Figures.
Okay. No, so... We're all sitting there.
Oh, is that one of the lame ones where they have the posters like, the circus is coming to town?
It might have been, I don't
they
know.
They have AIDS.
The AIDS circus.
But
a parade of AIDS all through Kingsburg.
All skinny people.
But we're inside this huge tent. With
skinny people with robes on.
With dark eyes. Dark circles under their eyes.
And there was this clown there. and he was doing like a magician's type act. And he, one of the things he did, is supposed to do a magic trick, and he goes, "All right, everybody has to count to three." And the whole, "All right, ready?" And the whole crowd goes, 1, 2, 3. And I didn't do it. I'm just sitting there watching, right? I'm all the way up in the top, you know.
Jerking off.
And nothing happens. And he's like, "Well, it didn't work because that kid up there," and he points right to me.
Well, I sure it was to you. You were all the way at the top.
It was right to me. with the glasses, because I wore glasses back then. And he's like, "He didn't count to three." And everybody's like, "Ooh."
Whoa, shit.
And that really,
I got my ass kicked.
It's a true story. I got totally freaked out, and I hated circuses ever since.
Really? That's it?
I don't know how the hell he knew that.
Well, I got fucked by an elephant.
Maybe he was a real magician.
Yeah.
Everyone turn around, look at the back, and this card will disappear.
No, it didn't disappear, because Fatso in the glasses didn't count to three.
Lose some weight.
You need to go on a diet. Stop eating your little brother.
But he's so good. That's weird.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. We got that thing.
Stop sucking his protein-rich cum.
Oh, okay, I think Eric just peeked.
Little boy with the glasses.
I don't need to be a magician to know that you need to lose weight.
Stop eating that fried bat shit.
I'm a magician, not a miracle worker.
Get on a fucking treadmill.
Do I look like Richard Simmons to you? We are not sweating to the oldies here, Fatso.
You're just sweating to walk in.
Count to three.
And it'll work. Just count to three.
We don't have all day. The circus is leaving tomorrow.
Hey, fatty, start counting.
Yeah, so that fuck face.
Ruined circuses.
Ruined circuses for me.
You got to go to a good Barnum and Bailey circus.
Yeah.
Those are fun.
I haven't been to one in since
I want to. I want to go to circus and see somebody die.
Got to go to a lot of circuses.
Oh, yeah, I'd say so.
Is it circuses or is it circi?
Like somebody get eaten by a tiger, somebody get caught on fire, or somebody fall off a trapeze and break his neck. It happens every now and then. And I want to go. I want to be
there. But
it's
never really documented. Never really broadcasted.
Yeah, but I do want to see.
It's because circus people aren't real people.
Yeah, no one cares about the circus.
No one cares about carnies.
Yeah, they got big hands, smell like cabbage.
And their asses are all
delicious.
Red and mandrilly.
I was going to say stringy, but those all work too. All
right, so where were we going with this?
Something with the circus. Oh, I think I was saying Sagittarius.
Sagittarius, yes.
That's right.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
How do we get on the circus?
Yeah, I don't know. So I went to a circus.
Anyway, Sagittarius. Oh, the circus.
Eric's got a mouthful of beer he's trying to get down.
It's hard.
All right, go ahead.
Sagittarius, it's a fine day to reflect on your personal growth on all levels.
That reminds me, I went to a circus the other day.
I got... No, stop.
I got finger-fucked by a clown.
It was really scary. But then I sucked him off, and it was all right. All right, stop. Come on. This is going
on enough. Finish.
It's a fine day to reflect on your personal crap, emotional, intellectual, and physical. If you feel you're doing better than ever, it's because you've had the foresight and self-discipline to follow your dreams for a better tomorrow. Should you come up a little short on health improvement, return to a former routine that kept you in tip-top shape some time ago. You've pulled it all together before, and you can do it again. Does that make any sense, Carly? No.
Well, she is short.
She is short, but...
I'm sick. She's sick.
Well, it says return to a former routine that kept you in tip-top shape.
You used to run a lot, right?
How about riding
but
your
now
bike?
You can't because you tore your ACL playing soccer like an idiot.
Ride your bike.
Her knees hurt.
Oh.
Ride your bike. I like to
Me too.
Ride
I like
my
riding
bicycle.
Bicycles.
I like to ride my bike.
Salt and vinegar.
Really?
Wow.
my brother bought a bunch of
salt vinegar potato chips,
ginger candies at the Chinese shop, the Oriental store.
Yeah.
And
where?
On 35.
Oh.
By
The thing with the lions in front of it. By the Chevy dealership.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
And they're good for sore throats.
Huh. Now is that a store or is that a restaurant?
Both.
I thought so. So when I worked at the gas station, part owner, he came in and got gas, and we were kind of talking. He had broken English, and I said to him jokingly, "Next time you come, bring some stuff, you know, promotional stuff." So he comes in the next day, same time, and he brings me 3 bamboo calendars. What else did he bring? He brought me a fake girly magazine. It was supposed to be Americanized, but it's all Chinese. It has fake American girls all airbrushed to hell and motorcycles. Oh, American like motorcycle and brand women.
I know what he like. I bring it to him.
He brought me 2 of those.
I know what he like.
He brought me a whole bunch of chopsticks with the place's address on it.
Mm-hmm.
Brought me literally a box of shit.
Just because you asked.
Well, not shit, but
yeah,
a whole bunch of...
You take this shit.
I was going to use it for a deep fryer. Well, Doranda, I have it. But, yeah.
Oh, Septic broken. You take shit.
We are forced to shit in a box.
And give them out on gas stations.
It's very painful. Septic on cardboard.
We have to get rid of it somehow.
Lid of it.
So I bring the shit to box in the gas.
You fucked that up. Your shit bed. Your shit cardboard box.
The restaurant has shit box. And all the customers take shit in box.
We call it shit a doggy back.
When you order Chinese fried noodles.
Yeah.
It's like a shit in the box. Which brings us to a story that we have.
Really? About shit in box?
No, about the world's oldest noodles found in China.
Really?
No. Yeah, it's true. Yeah, Italians are known for them. And theory suggests they may have originated in the Middle East, but scientists said Wednesday that the world's oldest known noodles dating back 4,000 years were made in China.
Did they find them?
Yeah.
Were they fossilized?
They were preserved in an overturned sealed bowl at an archaeological site near the Yellow River.
So. Well, they say it did start in China.
Yeah.
So. I mean, the Chinese civilization has been around for thousands of years.
Apparently. Yeah.
I'm sure they found noodles first.
They
And they're still shit in boxes?
They're very thin, delicate.
The Chinese or the noodles?
Chinese
are very thin and delicate.
And they have very nice black hair.
At 20 inches in length.
Oh, that's not Chinese.
That's not Chinese, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe their apartments are. Zing!
The zing of the day.
Bing!
Yep. So Chinese noodles
are good.
4,000 years old.
I wouldn't recommend eating them.
You guys want to do Steve Cast now?
Let's talk about Steve Cast.
Steve
is a 13-year-old boy, apparently.
Is he 13?
Who knows?
We're guessing.
But,
and you can find him on iPad. Is he still on the podcast website?
He's got to be.
He's still on there. You can find him. It's called Stevecast. It's a good start.
He actually inspired us to do this.
Yes.
Well, actually, you inspired me to do it.
I did?
Yeah, because you said we should have our own radio show. I said, hey,
that's right.
We were drunk at Carly's house one night.
And we were just in the corner by ourselves.
Laughing our asses
sick
off.
Shit and laughing.
Yeah, that's right.
And you said,
I
we really
that.
Should have our own radio show.
Yeah.
I was like, that's a good idea. So I put it all together because I knew you guys wouldn't, I figured if I show
lift
up
a finger to help.
With all this shit, they'd be like, okay, I'll do it, I guess.
And here we are.
So I was looking online for podcasts because I wanted to see like what they were all about. And I found Stevecast. And it was pretty funny. And I wanted to share it.
Sure.
I shared it with you guys, and now I want to share it with everyone else.
We enjoyed it, and I think we could help Steve get some listeners.
Well, I'd like to intro him first. Because it's quite a experience going to Steve Cast, I gotta admit. It's nothing I've ever heard before.
No, it's not like... I mean, he plays music.
Yeah, he plays music.
And he talks.
Does he ever?
Poorly. Very interesting. He's very,
very
interesting.
Very interesting.
The best part of the show.
Yeah.
I take it he's a very young fella. From his website, it seems he's very into Jesus.
Yes.
He's a Christian fella. Yeah. And
he gives props to Owen, his friend.
His friend Owen.
Often.
Yeah.
Yeah. Often. Yes. And I don't know. You just got to hear it for yourself. It's, I went out and I bought this big mixing board, and we have nice microphones and stuff. So I'm sure he doesn't have all this crap.
I'm sure he has like a computer microphone.
Yeah, and he's doing the best he can, and you know, more power to him. Mm. You know, you can't knock him for trying.
I gotta say, I'd really like to have him. On the show.
We would love to have him as a guest.
On the phone.
Yeah. Well, first we gotta get George Takei. That's
him
nice.
And Owen on the show.
Yes. We'll have a three-way calling.
Yeah.
But let's play a little bit of...
Do we have the Owen?
No, we don't.
No, we'll have to look that up.
We'll do that next time.
Yeah.
Well, the Owen one wasn't as good, I don't think.
No, plus it was in a park.
They're in a park talking into like a microcassette recorder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On a playground, yeah. But this is the first podcast I ever heard, and this is what it sounded like. Nope, that wasn't it.
Nope.
Okay.
What the hell is that?
That actually kind of scared me.
It did. Oh, you know why? Okay, here we go.
Okay, play.
All right.
Hey, this is Steve. Welcome to the show. The show's called Steve Cast, and here I pretty much play assorted genres of music and rant about whatever's on my mind at the current time being. And this is actually my first podcast. And
no.
I want to give props to Owen for helping me figure out
Owen.
Everything.
See?
So I'm going to put his sites in my show notes too, but I'm actually going to say him here too. His podcast blog is uniquemusic.blogspot.com, and his new site is called oakdigital.1l.com or net. I can't quite remember. But it's custom web designs and applications, and they specialize in podcasting. So you should check that out because he says it's basically
okay.
Turn down the computer first.
I want to get the full effect there. First of all, it sounds like he recorded this with his cock. It is terrible. It's the worst thing ever.
It sounds like he was trying to...
He's got
to
have one of those little tiny white microphones that they give you.
Yes.
And it sounds like he's eating it. Like he swallowed it and he's talking to it.
It's so good.
We can't even give it justice.
He sounds like a cross between Nicolas Cage and and Pat Fitzgerald.
Who is not famous.
Well, we can't... Oh, okay, everyone gets that.
Who gives shit? We do.
No one's listening to this crap,
especially him.
He sounds like a 13-year-old Steve Nicolas Cage.
I can eat a peach for hours.
It's a Steve Cast, and I'm gonna be eating a peach on the show, and you know,
for hours.
Peach for hours.
Take my face off.
Do we have more of that?
Yeah, there's
that is pure goodness.
It's more Steve Cast.
All right, play.
Podcasting at the click of a button, and it definitely wasn't that easy for me.
No.
Having to redo this whole thing.
Amongst
because,
other things.
Yeah, Audacity or whatever messed up on me.
Thank you for agreeing.
And I think I'll go ahead and jump into a song.
All right, now that right there, that was a instant messenger thing, and I kept hearing it. Yeah, I kept hearing it. I'm like, is that me? It's him. Like
it's him, yeah.
It's his instant messenger thing going off through the whole show.
That's him, not us.
So here it
is. It's funny. You started it right from me. It sounded like it just came.
So.
Like, I want to listen to it,
but it hurts.
It's so cringy. It's bad. Sounds like he's getting a hand job
from his mother.
Yeah.
Steve, you want a hand job? Are you doing your podcast? No, Mom.
You know what? Yeah, Mom, that would be really great if you could
just...
How
about a slice of pizza?
No, Mom, I already had peanut butter and tuna.
I'm doing the podcast, though. I'm doing a podcast over here, and you can't interrupt. Because the listeners are going to get annoyed.
My many listeners are just... I have diarrhea.
He disappears. Yeah. He's right there, and then he goes away.
What is he doing?
I don't know. I think he's
on the seesaw.
He's running laps around his room.
I got to keep in shape, and I got to go run around the room. And my headphones just came out.
It's not easy to be 240 pounds.
Especially when I'm only 12 years old.
Bob, I'm trying to lose some weight here.
Steve, I just made some bratwurst.
Okay.
You want to... with a side of ham.
Oh, awesome. I love ham.
Poor Carly. She's trying to keep our levels in check.
Steve.
We're doing these impressions. And
Steve.
Well, that's the point of Steve
blowing out the mics.
Steve.
All right, we got like 11 seconds left. Let's finish this clip.
All right, guys.
No one's listening by the transfer, and you're listening
right,
on Steve-cast.
And then he goes into music. So that was the opening of the show.
Yeah. Steve-cast.
Hi. I have nothing to do. No one likes me in high school.
High school? Elementary school.
Middle school.
I'm doing this podcast for absolutely no reason by myself. And
I'd like to dedicate this podcast to Ashley. I think she's really cool.
I think you're the cat's pajamas.
Ashley Simpson. This is so hot. And because I like to have sex with Ashley Simpson.
Or at least in my mind.
I really don't. But I sent her a letter one time.
But I don't masturbate because Jesus loves me.
I wrote down some words that I thought she might like. And I sent her.
I'm pretty sure she read it.
And I wrote it really big. And then I went kind of small. And I wrote really big again. Yeah.
Kind of like how I talk.
Steve! Are you writing to Ashley Simpson again?
No. Bob, I'm
writing to Pastor Steve.
Cast.com.
I'm writing to Father Owen.
Father Owen. Big props to God.
Big props to the D-Man.
G-Man.
I don't know.
Big props to the Lamb of God.
Who wants to be the first to lay with the Lamb of God?
Oh.
Because I don't eat lamb because... Anyway, this is Transfer.
With No One's Listening. What a horrible song to start your show.
Yeah, No One's Listening.
No One's Listening.
We're listening.
At least he's right about that. Well, there were his only fans.
Yeah.
He only made one show.
I think we gave him more traffic than
he ever got.
We have to email him and tell him... You know, encourage him.
Yeah. We have to.
Because I love him.
Yeah, he is. He's
so entertaining.
He is. All
right. We'll stop yelling into the mics, Carly.
I can listen to him for hours.
I don't think he's ever gotten that much airtime. If anyone's going to even listen to our show.
Yeah, well, no.
Yeah, we're sitting here talking.
Yeah.
Some idiot on his podcast is going to be making fun of us.
Yep. Which I would hope.
We're talking about fucking baby Negroes.
Let's make fun of you.
All right. Now I seriously, I know, Eric, you heard the whole thing, right? Didn't you sit there and listen to this whole show?
The Steve cast?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I couldn't get through
it, oh, God.
To be honest with you. I have him coming back from his first break.
Oh, jeez.
And it's the end of some music here.
Let's hear it.
Some pod safe music.
Thank God. I wonder if you're really getting in trouble. I mean, who's going to listen? Who's going to know?
No.
If anyone even listens.
He does play pod safe music.
Yeah.
Well, so do we. Just in case. Never know.
So that was The Transfer with No One's Listening.
This song just stops out of nowhere.
Yeah.
He talks about flogging Molly at one point in the show.
Does he?
Yeah.
Like, listen to how it just stops.
So that was The Transfer with No One's Listening. one's listening. It's a very odd ending.
You got that right, you fat fuck.
Let it play a few seconds and don't realize that it ends. Oh, well. Well, speaking of the transfer, the last issue of Earthcore came out tonight, I believe. And it's also able for pre-order on Amazon.com. And Scott Sigler is trying to get it into the top 50, so the general public will take podcasting seriously. And, yeah, that's a great idea. And I want to talk to you about some kind of geeky stuff right now, because...
Geeky stuff? When did we stop?
I'm trying to stream this stuff straight from the internet, because
what
a lot
fuck
of...
It sounds like he dropped something. He fell off his fucking chair.
Right.
So anyway,
he's really getting,
he's getting shot at.
So anyway,
I'm trying to stream this stuff straight from the internet because a lot of it.
Someone just left. You hear that?
Oh, is that the?
Did you hear the door close?
So if anyone could figure out how to, or knows how to, transfer the PodSafe music to a steady media base, like Windows Media Player, or iTunes, or whatever, please email me at stevecast9892@gmail.com because I really suck at editing all this stuff out. So right now, what I'm recording is what you're hearing, no matter how much I screw up. So, yeah. And if I could get it to a steady media base, then I wouldn't have that gaps in between if it decided to skip and buffer, so yeah, thanks.
All right, okay.
People.
I understand.
And for you OSU fans, there's a new site coming out called MeanBrutus.com.
MeanBrutus.com.
Which is classified on the flyers as Ohio State Sports with an Attitude.
Wow.
I guess
so.
It's
I'm not
Ohio.
Sure if that's just someone Ohio. Doing some rude take on Ohio State Sports or
I bet it is,
seriously
yeah.
something that you fans would want to check out, but you might want to check it out. Anyway, it launches tomorrow, August 10th.
All right, I'll check it out tomorrow.
Right now, it's 9:06 p.m., so I'm getting a little tired.
Well, I gotta get to bed.
Another song right now.
Why don't you go to bed?
Sports. This
go to bed, Steve. Come on.
Yeah, go ahead. Go to bed. No one's listening. Remember?
Come on.
Remember the like, just song.
Go to bed, sweetie.
Listening, like song. Steve.
No
I'm sorry.
Listening. I'm sorry.
Jesus Christ.
We got like a half a minute left. Let's get the.
All right, go ahead.
Right now, it's 9:06 p.m. So. Getting a little tired. I think I'll
love that
song
part.
Right now. And
let's get a little tired.
9 o'clock.
A song right now. And speaking of sports,
my
this song's kind
Jesus
of
likes me to go to bed
song,
early.
But it more applies to podcasts. You know what I'm
what?
Talking
what
about.
What the fuck? Did he put so the mic in the toilet?
Take it away.
No, take the microphone out of your vagina.
Bob.
6 p.m. song. Getting a little tired. I think I'll play another song right now. And speaking of sports, this song's kind of like a pride song, but it more applies to podcasts.
I dropped it in the toilet.
About.
So that was the white whale. He just swallowed me.
The squeaky clean radio version. No, squeaky clean remix. Sorry. Not
that's
radio,
all right.
Definitely.
You wish.
Yeah, yeah. That's all I could listen to.
I love him.
Oh, my Lord Almighty.
It is so...
So great.
Cringy.
I feel so bad for the kid, because aside from Owen, he doesn't have a friend in the world.
Probably not.
Yeah, apparently not.
Yeah.
Probably own mother doesn't even like him.
Steve!
Bob, putting the mic in the toilet. Leave me alone.
Steve, come on over here and eat your...
No, Bob. I want to put the microphone in a Pringles can then talk
God
in it.
Damn it. I just cooked this dinner for you. I do everything around here and you don't help out.
Bob, please.
Jesus.
But you don't care about anything. God damn, fuck you.
Bob.
I don't think she would say that. She's probably a very good Christian.
You yeah. I have to go to church. Go make sure you iron your shirts before I come back.
Iron your shirt.
And starch him, too. Make sure you put one scoop of OxiClean in every load of laundry, because it'll make your whites whiter and your brights brighter.
And make sure you get the shit out of my undies. Get the duty balls out of there.
Steve, the plumber left cum stains all over my shawl. And I want you to take it out.
With your spit.
Before I come home.
That's it. I'm going to church, bye.
Anyway, my
Bob's
gone.
Repent.
to Jesus now.
So I can pretty much do whatever I want. So I'm pretty tired. I'm going to go to bed.
I want to make sure those lights better be out by 9:25.
Yeah, Bob, they'll be out.
I don't want to hear any
Bob,
noise.
Bob, please.
I don't want to hear any noise up there.
God damn it, Bob.
It's a sin to be up past 10 o'clock.
No, I don't. I'm going to bed.
You're going to go to purgatory.
Bob, please, just leave me alone.
You want some pizza before bed?
Yes. Chew it for me.
Pretend I'm a baby bird.
I want to go back in your womb.
Steve, how come your socks are as stiff as a board?
Bob, please, I'm doing my Steve cast.
Don't you ever change your socks?
Yes. Yes, I do.
How come they stick against the wall when I throw them up there?
Why are you doing my socks, Bob? They're my socks.
Your socks are al dente.
No.
Disgusting.
Don't throw my socks.
I can cut tuna steak with them.
Tuna? We have enough for dinner?
I just made some.
Can I have some?
And I cut them with your underwear.
No, Bob. Why are you going through my underwear?
I gotta do the laundry sometime.
Oh, there's duty balls in there. It's all hard for my semen.
Are you having wet dreams?
No.
Are you thinking unholy thoughts?
No, Bob. Jesus wouldn't like that, so I don't do it.
Are you fantasizing about the Virgin Mary again?
No, and certainly not about middle-aged men.
Are you thinking about lonely businessmen?
No.
Like your father?
No.
Are you fantasizing about your father? Don't take a picture of me.
No.
Steve, get the camera out of here.
No, Bob. Let me take a picture. You look hot.
No, I don't. No, just because I'm wearing lingerie.
But, Bob.
No.
Please.
I don't want any pictures of my leather.
You look nice, Bob.
For Uncle
you
Frank,
look hot.
For Uncle Frank to see. I don't want that. Uncle Frank is my brother.
Bob, I can see your camel toe.
Well, that's because I like to shave because I got lice.
Oh, Bob.
You know what happens with the lice? They tickle you while you're sleeping.
Bob, I can see a huge labia. Please, Bob.
Well, that's because I like to put the cup over it. What? I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about, Steve. See, you make me so angry.
Oh, just go to church already.
Because you don't go to bed.
I'm going to bed.
It's a sin to be up past sunrise.
Please.
So anyway, this is the transplants. No one's listening.
Or what was the band?
No one's. I don't know.
Yeah, I think we're transplants. Transfer.
Transplants is the.
All right. So this is Hulk Hogan with the Hulk is in, the Hulk is in the room. Here we go.
Steve is in the room.
I think it was trans crap.
Trans crap.
Trans crap.
Trans crap.
Trans crap. Isn't that what it's called?
I think so.
I'm surprised we haven't had any farts lately.
I haven't had gas all night. I'm sorry.
This is a first since I've known you.
Which is.
Yeah, I like one. That on MySpace. It was. There's a whole thing like your top eight or whatever. And it said, I was like number seven. It said, like, describe number seven. It said, he's pretty much like me, but with a lot of gas.
And the ability to play the bass and guitar.
Oh, yeah.
And no drums.
No drums. I don't play drums.
No, I do.
I know you do.
And I'm damn fucking good at it. Yeah. Don't you forget it.
Make sure you don't forget that Pat Miller is really good at drums.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I guess we all what?
It's
sticky.
It's phenomenal. Like, me and my mom, we lay together on the bed. And she puts her head in the crook of my shoulder there.
Crook.
You know, in my arm there. And we just both masturbate to Pat Miller's drum solo.
It's weird. We got to put each other in headlocks to masturbate. I get off on it. I don't know why.
I sometimes, like, when my arm gets tired, she takes over for a few minutes. And then, like, when her fingers get tired, I use my tongue.
Which is weird because her vagina looks like...
A black man's lips.
You know, we're really close.
Looks like Don King in a headlock.
We're really close because, you know, my father left us when we were, you know.
That's why I'm a Christian. That's why all Christians are Christians, because their father left them.
Yeah.
And that's about it.
And, okay, so here's the song.
So this is No One's Fucking by...
Bob.
No one's fucking.
By, you know, I
don't know. By the diarrhea.
By. Yeah.
So anyway, that's Steve Cast.
by Larry Sanders. Yeah.
Well, it's just about time for
Sanders.
I was looking at the DVD collection to find
the name. Oh, okay. Any name.
It's just about time for George Takei to call.
Really?
So I think what we should do.
Did we tell him to call on a specific time?
Well, they're going to call us, but they said they'd be calling in like another 5 minutes. So why don't we take a quick break?
All right, yeah.
Well, it's 12:05 in the a.m.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. You don't know what time it is.
No, I do. I just
all right,
saw
Pat, you know what? Let's not break down the third or fourth or fifth wall here, okay? Let's take a short break. When we come back, we'll have George Takei.
Your eyes, we ain't done yet with everything. It'd break my heart to come this far and watch you turn everything beautiful upside down and inside out when suddenly anything's possible.
Oh, that was good.
That was excellent.
I like that song.
Okay, I hope this all works.
Yeah. Anyway. Well, that was a good song. Who was that, by the way?
I guess I should say that, huh? That was Miggs. Suddenly Wonderful.
Miggs.
Now, I got a story here.
I like that name.
Pat and Eric. Yeah, Eric, you could just keep eating. It's fun.
Yeah, just eat
Star Trek Scotty.
headed for space.
He's dead.
James Scotty Doohan, who took the phrase beam me up very seriously, is cremated, and his remains will be launched into space along with his last wishes. And on the line right now we have...
Wait. His last wishes were to be put in space?
Yeah, put in space.
Wow.
On the line we have Mr. George Takei. George? George, are you there? Hello.
Excuse me, George?
George, are you there? Hello. What's going on?
Oh, it's very faint.
Oh, no.
Oh,
hang on
no.
a second.
Yes, like every radio
George,
station.
You there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, hello, George. Hello. There he is. Yay.
I'm glad we got the technicalities worked out.
George, how are you?
I'm doing quite well, Pat. How are you?
Fantastic, George.
I'm glad to hear it.
So how you been? What are you up to?
Well, I'm just writing my new book, To the Stars.
Really? How's that going?
It's really interesting. It's about my time on Star Trek.
Is that, I guess that's an autobiography?
No, it's sort of like a documentary.
So it's not a book?
Yeah, well, no, it's a documentary type book, you know.
So what? It's not a biography then?
Not really, no.
Well, then what is
how
it?
How are you doing?
Wow. We're doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Stop laughing over there.
Hold it together, George. All right, so obviously your dear friend, Scotty.
Very tragic. Very
he
tragic.
Died in July, was it?
Yes. He died a couple months ago.
Yes.
The time flies.
How was it working with Scotty on the scene of... Star
well,
Trek.
I knew Scotty very well, and I knew George Takei also. Wait, I'm George Takei. Wait a minute. I had too much to drink. So I knew Jimmy Doohan very well.
Are you hitting the sake there, George?
Yeah. We were celebrating the Japanese victory of the Rape of Nanking. And I had a little too much to drink.
You Californians, yes. You know how to drink.
So yes, I knew Jimmy Doohan very well. He was a consummate actor.
Some voice you got there, some pipes.
Yeah. Yes.
Now you were in the Disney movie Mulan.
Apparently, I don't remember.
Oh, you don't remember? You were too drunk, I guess.
I do have a problem.
Yes. You do? Oh, that's a shame. Too much sake, sir.
When I talk, my balls rattle.
Don't see fun going in a pool, sir.
Yes. So yes, Scotty was a joyous man to work with, and I shall miss him terribly.
You mean dearly?
That too.
So are you going to be attending this celebration where they throw Scotty into space? I understand that they're going to have a... hang on, Sarah. They're going to have some sort of thing for the fans where everyone could show up. Here we go. Doohan's family will hold a service for fans on a 60-acre site near the Air Force Base, I guess, where they're going to be sending his ashes along with a couple other people up into space. Apparently other people have...
It is a joyous area by the Air Force Base where they interned me and my family during World War II.
Now, okay, this is interesting. Apparently you spent some time in a prison camp during World War II.
Yes, I did.
You did? How old were you when that happened?
I was around 8 or 9.
8 or 9.
And the round eyes did not like us. And they rounded up me and my people. We were there. It was a very, very terrible time.
What did they make you do, sir? What happened?
Terrible things, which I shall not mention.
Well, yeah. Sir, can you remember any of it? I mean, we have fans who would like to know. There have been followers of you who have been looking forward to this appearance on the show.
They used the young Japanese-American children as sex slaves.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes, I was one of those sex slaves.
You were one of them. Oh,
yes,
boy.
I did a very good job.
So, did you get special privilege?
I don't mind telling you. I always put my whole heart into what I do. do.
Even having sex with soldiers?
Even having sex with soldiers, yes.
Okay.
It's not a part of my life that I am very proud of.
What different positions do they have you do, sir?
Well, they would usually start off with missionary.
Right,
and,
right.
And then we would do the kamikaze. This is very difficult.
What exactly is that, sir?
It is a very acrobatic. Oh shit! I just tripped over the cat. Yes. So.
You have a cat, sir. Yeah.
Yes, I was eating him because we Asians like cats.
Okay.
He tastes like he has AIDS. That's terrible.
Well, that I hear that is very bitter.
Kitty AIDS. Yes.
He has a bitter taste to him. Oh, he just fell on the ground. All right.
Oh, is he all right, sir? Well, you were eating him.
But I was eating him, but now he's, yeah. Anyway.
So what positions were you doing, sir?
Well, we started off with the zero, which is a very complicated acrobatic feat.
Right.
It involves putting one's left leg over their head. And, oh, you don't really want to hear that.
No,
man,
not really.
Man, this joke is dying, yes.
Yeah. Well, I understand that Gene Roddenberry himself was also shot into space after his death in 1991. Did you attend that ceremony?
I did indeed. Gene Roddenberry was a visionary, but he was a fat drunk.
Oh, no.
Yes. And he used to boink Nichelle Nichols all the time. That's how she got the job as Uhura.
Uhura.
Yes.
The black one.
Yes. It all makes sense. It all comes together.
Did you ever sleep with Uhura?
I had the privilege of wearing her labial mask on several occasions.
Sir.
Because I have sleep apnea.
Sir.
Yes.
Have you ever gotten anal from Uhura, sir?
No. Uhura, contrary to what some might think, Nichelle Nichols does not have a penis.
No, I mean... All right. That's fine,
what?
Sir.
Yes.
So, no penis.
No penis for Nichelle Nichols. All woman.
Mr. TK, have you heard William Shatner's latest album? What do you think of that?
You mean that has been?
Yeah, it has been. That's the name of the album.
It is, yes.
Yeah.
He stole my line.
Did he?
Shatner.
What line would that be?
Course plotted, sir. He stole that line.
Did he?
Stole
and
that
I never
pie?
Forgave him.
You never... So there's sort of a bitterness on the set, which I'm sure will be all revealed in your autobiography called...
Documentary.
What? Documentary called what?
To the Stars. Actually, it was released about 10 years ago, but I'm still selling it hard.
Oh.
Still promoting, sir.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have much going on in your life, I guess.
Well, I attend many conventions.
Oh, you do? Oh, now, you're one of the few Star Trek people who actually do appearances and stuff at these conventions.
Yes. See, me and William Shatner used to do them together until he stole my line.
Oh, yeah. Now
and
you
then,
can't.
And then Jimmy Doolin and I used to tour the circus together, but then he died.
Yeah, he died. He was
so now it's me and Walter Koenig. After his little... on the battle, whatever the fuck that show was.
language.
Sir, please, his family show.
Yeah, I mean,
what show was that?
How about Leonard Nimoy?
Leonard Nimoy, I know him well.
Yeah,
he's doing erotic photography now.
Really? I had no idea.
If you go to leonardnimoyphotography.com, you'll see his erotic photography.
Erotic.
Very interesting.
Oh, very good.
Who is he photographing?
Usually young women.
Yeah. Oh.
How young?
How young?
24.
24. Oh. Are they Asian or German or what?
Some of them are, yes. Most of them are Jewish, though.
Okay, never mind.
Because Leonard Nimoy is a Jew.
Is he?
Is he?
Apparently.
That's why he does the Priceline commercials. Yes. Well, let me tell you, Mr. Takei, it's been a pleasure talking with you, and I hope you check back on us very soon. George Takei, everybody. Sorry to hear about your loss.
Mr. Takei, sir.
Yes, sir.
I'm just curious. At your mansion there, which I'm sure is quite large, do you have
I'm a very big Hollywood actor. Yes, I have many mansions.
Yes, yes. I'm just curious. Do you have anyone else who maybe rents out a room or a wing who stays with you sometimes? Or
I'm sorry, repeat that question.
Do you perhaps maybe have a another famous person who stays with you or rents out a wing of one of your many mansions? Perhaps we can.
No, not really.
Oh. So no one then.
So there's no one else at your house right now that maybe we could talk to, I think is what Pat was getting at.
Yes, I understand what he's getting at, but I don't understand who he wants to talk to. He should elaborate.
Is there maybe anyone else, maybe close to the phone, who could maybe talk to us?
Well, like who, perhaps?
Anyone who's near the phone, maybe?
Someone famous?
No, there's only a black and white cat and a rabbit in the room with me.
Okay, well, it was great talking with you, Mr. Takei.
Yes.
Be sure to check in again.
I'll be sure to do so.
Yeah, please be sure to do so. And next time, maybe we can write a script or something.
Yes, maybe we could plan this bit out a little better.
Yeah, I think I tried to. Okay, well, it's very good talking to you.
Thank you, sir.
Have fun shooting Scotty into space. And live long and prosper there, Mr. Takei.
Live long and perspire.
Yeah, live long and perspire. Okay. George Takei, thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Okay. And wow, there he goes. George Takei. That was very fun. Our first celebrity interview.
I'm surprised. George Takei?
Yeah.
Calling here.
Yeah. On our
radio show.
On our radio show.
Wow. That is amazing.
That is amazing. And Eric just sat there eating the whole time. I couldn't believe it.
Eric
is one of the biggest Star Trek fans I know, but he was eating this lovely sandwich.
I was
sandwich.
So hungry. I just couldn't talk to George Takei.
He was eating pie.
So who are you trying to get George Takei to talk to you?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe he had someone famous living with him or staying in one of his mansions. He could put on the line.
No, he was alone, actually. Yeah.
He was
is your mic all right?
How do you know he was alone? Or?
Oh, well, yeah. He never took a bride, did he?
No, he never did.
No. His sexuality is sort of
different.
That's a little better.
A little better? Yeah. Just adjusting Eric's mic. Yeah, it takes a while.
I was eating so much that I couldn't, you know.
Well, you pushed your mic away and just kind of.
I was too busy chowing down, you know.
Righty tighty, lefty loosey there, Pat. Okay, anyway.
Yeah, so that was a very interesting interview.
That was very interesting.
Just deal with it.
Yeah.
Well, let's get into some more news here.
That was awfully lame, but all right.
No, it was good.
Yeah.
I mean, George Takei, I mean.
He's a huge star.
Oh yeah. He's huge with the Trekkie people. I'm trying to.
I went to a million things.
Yeah.
I went to a Star Trek convention once.
Did you really?
Did you see him?
No, he wasn't there. I went with my cousin, who's got she's pretty hot.
Tonight, you think your cousin's hot? Does she have big boobs?
I got two cousins that are good looking that I would have sex with. Yeah.
Okay, you would have sex with your cousins.
Yeah, why not?
Ooh. Well,
it actually is legal in the state of New Jersey, you know.
Show me.
First cousins
you can marry, yes.
Wow.
She already is married. Could you boost my mic up a little bit?
Okay.
Just a little bit. There you go. Good. So I went to Star Trek convention with her one time, and Marina Sirtis was there, who played Counselor Troi.
Oh, yeah, Counselor Troi.
She's hot.
Yeah. Especially with her British accent.
Was she still hot?
She's very hot.
Was she still when you saw her?
Oh, yeah.
I remember in the beginning.
This was back in '98. I just started working at Pizza Hut.
Oh, really?
And right there.
I remember when the
I'll
show
go
started.
I'll never go again because it was
it must have been
experience.
Scary.
Oh my god!
And George, I mean, he goes to a lot of them. He does.
He's a brave guy.
He is. They actually have video on his website of him at one of these conventions,
really?
Like signing all these autographs. And there's just these freaks coming up to sign stuff. He's just like, yes, hello.
As bad as you can imagine is worse.
Really?
Yeah. Like when I, at the door, they snap your hand.
Yeah.
You know, and there was like this transvestite, like this drag queen in a Starfleet uniform.
Was she hot?
No. And that was like that's what greeted you at the door, and then
like they combined like other sci-fi shows into it. So there was like Hercules Legendary Journeys.
Xena
and Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Oh my god.
They had some guy like demonstrating a PC like webcam security system that scans your face and unlocks the computer. That totally had nothing to do with anything that was there.
Well, I guess it was just the technology aspect.
Yeah. But it was pretty
scary. Star Trek technology available in 20 years.
I went to a comic book convention once at a like Holiday Inn somewhere. It was pretty scary. A lot of people dressed up like different comic book characters. Mm. And as soon as I walk in, there's this guy dressed up like, it looked like a werewolf on stilts. But like the stilts were covered up, so like it looked like he had just really long legs. Mm-hmm. And he was just walking around, and he was actually very scary looking. And he was so tall, like he actually freaked me out.
What was he supposed to be?
I have no idea.
A werewolf on stilts.
Werewolf on stilts.
You never read that book.
The comic?
You never read the comic Werewolf on Stilts. The cat is in the cabinet.
There's a cat?
He's...
I can't see.
And he's in there all the way now.
Oh, all right.
Here he goes.
Well, what are you going to do?
What? You hear him?
Daddy's going to kill Ralphie.
Daddy's not going to kill Ralphie.
Careful. They spill everywhere.
Spill all over. It's very fun.
That was a good movie. That's a classic movie.
It was.
And every Christmas they play it for 24 hours straight.
Yeah. TNT.
It's killed.
Yeah.
I got it on a DVD. I don't know why.
Yeah, why would you?
I don't know.
The only time you want to watch it is at Christmas, and they play 24 hours.
I think I got it like right before they started doing that. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Did I make everyone yawn?
Yeah, it was a boring story.
Oh, sorry.
Anyway.
Here's a good story here.
I got a story here.
I got a story if you want to read it, Eric, because you're a good reader.
We got a
good reading voice. Yeah. A
couple good stories here.
Let's see what we got.
We got like 15 minutes left.
Apparently in New Orleans, there's a rumor circulating.
That there's a dead nigger?
Several, actually. That the staff killed patients at the hospital while the floodwaters were approaching.
Oh, I heard about that.
Forty-five bodies found at Memorial Medical Center after the disaster will be tested for toxic substances. Because apparently one of the doctors said, we're going to put them out of their misery.
And but sir, he only has massive diarrhea.
And he saw people like going into rooms with syringes and...
He's only got mumps.
Yeah. So he had some guy came in with like a broken leg, and they lethal injected him.
Son, I'll put you out of your misery.
They just throw air in him.
Yeah,
his heart explodes.
What they do is they plug him into the IV so he could get more fluids, and they squeeze the bag, and it just like
a nutsack.
Just exploded his veins. Wow, incredible.
I wonder if that hurts.
It hurts like hell.
Are you sure?
It had to happen to me one time.
Really?
Your vein exploded?
Oh, you had some kind of surgery, didn't you?
Yes.
Anything you'd like to share?
I had surgery when I was 12. I had surgery on my sinuses.
Ooh. And, what is that, your knee?
Yes. And
my sinuses.
And the doctor perforated a bone in my skull, and I got infected. This massive infection, and I had to go on IVs at home for like 10 days.
Yeah. So where does the exploding vein come in?
Well, my mom stepped on the IV.
What is it doing on the floor?
I fell out of the pouch.
Mom, you're stepping on my IV pouch.
God damn, Mom, come on.
No, my vein.
On the IV, my vein. No, that actually didn't
happen.
But it could have happened.
But you stepped on something of your mom's once.
Yeah, what was that? I heard something about that.
One night I was, I got up to go to the bathroom, middle of the night, and I had to go to the bathroom, and walked into the bathroom, and it was dark.
Yeah, as it usually is at night.
And I didn't turn the light on or anything. And I stepped in something wet.
What was it, like a washcloth? Like, or?
I hope so. But I was like, what the hell, you know? So I turned the light on, and it was bloody panties that my mother, apparently in the middle of the night, just took them off, left them there on the floor,
I'm sorry, did you say bloody panties?
Bloody panties. Left them there on the floor for some unsuspecting victim.
How bloody were they?
They were horribly bloody.
You sure she wasn't stabbed?
I thought she might have been.
In the hip, maybe?
I thought she might have been because they were pretty bad. They were still wet.
Do you think they think her and your dad were like doing some freaky stuff with a knife?
But I was so tired and had to go to the bathroom so bad that I just took a piss, like shook it off my foot, and like walked back to my room and dragged my foot on the carpet.
Your carpet or the living room carpet?
Like in the hallway.
Okay.
And just went back to bed. And the next day I was like, what the fuck?
What the fuck, Mom? I just stepped in your bloody shit.
And she's like, yeah, your father yelled at me for that too. I was like, well, come on.
He stepped in it too.
Yeah, apparently.
And she didn't do anything about it then.
It's not like he hasn't put his penis
hey,
in there.
Hey, there's a bloody pair of panties on the floor. I'll get it tomorrow. All right.
Apparently she was like half asleep when
her panties fell off.
She just took them off. Left them there and just went back to bed.
Great.
Oh, that is...
So I can imagine what her bed looked like.
Oh, many. I can remember many times as a child going like onto my parents' bed and
oh god.
Here comes the look a blood stain. That's nice.
Oh. And it being all spongy.
Yeah.
And red. Yeah. And a little bit sticky. And it tastes like iron.
And as a child, I didn't understand why there was blood on the bed.
It's like a bag of pennies.
Yeah.
Well, that's
I had a pretty disturbing.
I would imagine stepping in.
Well,
your
I remember another story that you told once.
Bloody vagina. Maybe
something about watching Gumby.
Oh yeah!
Oh yeah!
Oh yeah!
Well, I used to watch Gumby every morning.
Everyone did.
Who didn't? Who didn't really?
Before school.
Who here didn't watch Gumby?
I didn't.
Barbara didn't.
Before school, I used to watch Gumby.
Uh huh.
And one time, I used to watch in my mother's room because she had a TV in there.
Right.
And one time she came in topless.
Nice.
Now, how old were you?
I was in like the first grade, maybe.
Okay, so you were fairly young to a point where...
Pretty young.
Her walking in topless would have been...
Given you a hard penis.
I got a raging hard on.
A little chubby.
Yeah.
And I started jerking off right in front of my mom.
Yeah. Well, no, she used to actually walk around topless a lot in those days.
Was your mom hot?
No. But... Actually, she was when she first got married. She looked sort of like Elizabeth Hurley.
Really? Nice. Did she have the accent?
No.
That's not hot.
No, it was a Hoboken accent. But I guess she wasn't a bad looking woman at the time when she first got married.
Would you
she
do
got,
her?
She got yeah, I guess when she got when she was like
so awkward.
That's what we do here.
I'm talking about when she was young.
Before you were born.
That's so uncomfortable.
She got married when she was only 16.
Ah, that's doable.
And my father was like 30.
Really?
That's weird.
Yeah. And so at that time she was, fairly attractive.
Huh.
Well, anyway, so I'm watching Gumby. She came in topless.
Yeah.
And I asked her whether her breasts still served milk.
Served. Like there's a little
like
man
it's
in there.
Like it's a diner. Yeah, hi. Do your breasts still serve milk?
Are you guys still open?
Yeah, can I just get a malt and some fries? Can I get some disco fries?
And so she's like, well, actually, yeah, sometimes I can get a little drop out there. And she starts like squeezing her breasts.
Oh, no.
Trying to get some milk out.
Oh, God. Right in front of you.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And she was like, all right, nah, there's none left.
Now it's awkward.
The well's dry.
A little bit of dust came out.
Yeah. I was like, all right. You served your purpose. Let's watch Gumby.
All right. I'm hard. Let's do it.
That's a true story.
And then you lay back going, so we going to do it or what?
6 years old.
That's a true story.
Are we going to fuck or what?
My Woody Woodpecker's all raring and ready to go.
Start gagging on it.
Are you going to deep throat me, Mom, or what?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Are you going to throw up on my cock or what? Mom.
As if you didn't know.
Are you going to spit that vodka out all over me and lick it up? Or what?
Are you going to let me pee on you or what?
You want dessert or what?
I'm going to shit on your chest.
No, that is so that happened, yeah.
That's an absolutely true story.
Yes.
I don't like it.
Yeah. She's just trying to be educational.
Naked.
And show me.
Naked.
This was gone. And as I got older, I got more conservative and forced her to put clothes on. You know.
I see.
But as a child, I didn't think anything of it.
So, McDonald's in Japan are offering shrimp burgers now.
McDonald's in Japan?
Yeah, shrimp burgers.
Next thing you know, they have whale burgers.
Why not? Just like, big thing of fat.
Come here.
All right, get the cat away from me. I'm allergic.
Come here.
I'm hypoallergenic.
Shoo.
I can't.
He's just staring at me.
Can't breathe in the cat. Down
with his AIDS-ridden eyes. Get away.
Because it makes me sneeze. Oh, it makes me sneeze. The cat dander.
Well, read this story before we go, because we got like 5 minutes left.
What story we got, then?
This is the lady stabbing the girl in the throat.
Oh, yeah. This is from Yahoo News.
Yahoo!
No, the other Yahoo.
Yahoo.
A Walgreens employee allegedly stabbed a coworker in an argument over who could use the microwave to microwave her soup first.
Oh, no. What kind of soup was it?
I think it was chicken noodle.
Ooh. Well, what kind?
It might have been Campbell's.
Oh, the cup of noodle?
See, I wouldn't have. It was cup of noodles, all right. Progresso, maybe. Not Campbell's.
Not worth stabbing somebody over.
No, apparently. Not Campbell's. It's so salty.
Yeah.
It's full of sodium.
Anyway, Malaysia Grant.
She's probably black.
Which is probably a nigger. Grabbed a large kitchen knife off the counter. And stabbed Merloze Tilme in the abdomen.
Why are you stabbing me?
They didn't get along to begin with.
No, I would imagine.
Said the Broward County Sheriff's Office spokesman Jim Lajo.
Labia.
Wow.
That was weird.
The two women then wrestled for the knife, each cutting their hands before the store manager could stop the fight.
Hey, cut it out, you
kill.
Hey. You know the sign. Look, no stabbing in the break room.
She was trying to steal my soup.
I don't care. You know the company policy.
No. I'm trying to take none of this shit with this speak. Trying to take my soup.
You only stab each other off the clock.
Oh, this is bullshit. If I was white, you wouldn't be yelling at me.
That's true.
Yeah, because I'm black. That's why.
My sister works at Verizon.
Is she black?
No.
Oh.
No, my sister is white. But she works with a bunch of blacks. And one of the black ladies that she works with, the birds shit on her car every day.
Uh-oh.
And she came in one day fuming. Every day the birds shit on my car. They're doing it because I'm black.
They know.
They know. I don't know how, but they know.
And my sister's like, I can't argue with that.
You really can.
You can't.
It gets to the point where it's so stupid.
Yeah.
Those birds are racist. That's why the bird flu came about.
Yeah.
They hated the Chinese.
What is that called?
Avian influenza.
Yep, avian flu.
As KTW asked the Scottish guy.
KTU!
Remember that at the diner?
No.
Kristen Ward was with us.
Oh, yeah.
Do they have avian influenza in Scotland? He's like, oh.
What? Did I have what?
I'm trying to eat my hamburger.
Yeah.
That guy can, nobody can understand.
Mm-hmm. I actually started to understand him towards the end of his trip.
Mm. It's not like easy.
Some Scottish guy that was visiting, and he talked really fast and
heavy accent.
Yeah, heavy accent.
Heavy like thick cream.
He's from the old country.
Oh,
very
heavy
old.
Like Eric's mom's pussy blood. I'm going there
on the floor
that you stepped in.
That I stepped in.
Yeah,
did you put it between your fingers and see if it was sticky, to see if she was ovulating?
Did you smell it?
I actually, I took a fine tooth comb and brushed it to see if I could find an ovum.
That's gonna be a fine tooth comb.
That is one fine tooth comb.
It was. It was actually like a baleen whale's.
Oh, now it's getting.
Now we're just.
Now it's getting obtuse.
Now we're just waiting for the show to end.
I'm just trying to fill time.
I know.
I really got like a minute left.
Oh, boy. We're going 2 hours already?
We don't have to have 2 hours. Set time.
No, I like to make it 2 hours, you know?
We can always splice in like highlights from our other shows into it. You know?
Yeah, I want to make like a best of thing.
Yeah, well, you can't do a best of with two shows. One being aired.
This is our fifth show.
Actually, yeah.
Well, I'm saying.
Well, I'm saying this is our fifth show.
Yeah.
And we're almost done with it.
Does anybody else have any similar mother breast stories?
No. You're the only freak in the room.
No, that's it.
I'm the only one that happened, though? I like this
kind
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, share that with us, Barb.
No, let's not. Let's not get too weird.
Yeah, let's get weird.
No,
let's get crazy. Let's get funky.
Let's just leave.
Maybe we'll do it next time.
Your mom took a shit in the
hamper. No, we'll do it next time. Don't worry.
Mommy took a shit in the hamper again.
All right. Are we leaving?
Yeah, we're leaving.
I guess so.
All right, because we're going home.
Yeah, we're leaving. We'll see you next week, I guess.
We'll see you next week. This is a good first aired show.
Yeah, it was a good first aired show. George Takei, I'd like to thank him.
George Takei?
For coming in.
He's always a fun guest.
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll see him again.
The foundation of his house must have many, many cracks.
Yeah. Yes, from all his balls.
When he
snores, the house rattles.
I could imagine.
Yeah.
And his ball. Yeah, that's a pretty good impression.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
That's good.
It's not bad. Yeah. Should have just had you call.
That would have been easier.
It would have. Yeah, it would have.
Instead of fucking pie.
Yeah.
But, okay. We'll be back next week.
See you later.